good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall.
Let's talk about what's happening this weekend in Sharon. We have the On the Green Arts and Crafts Festival. We have the Historical Society getting together doing something all outside. But to me, something that about 5 or 7 years ago I didn't think was going to happen is actually going to happen. And there's going to be the ceremony for the groundbreaking of the addition to the Hotchkiss Library.
It's very exciting. And this addition, we've raised a lot of money already, raised more, but it has been through all the approval processes. The board has been great. We've got a great construction and sort of building committee led by David Moore, who has guided this so well. And it's just a beautiful thing that they have created. QAM is the architecture firm handling it. And we'll break ground 11 o'clock Saturday morning. I hope you'll come, Marshall. It's going to be an important thing. And it does a couple of things. One, it provides easy access for people who have disabilities, have a hard time with stairs, people who are wheelchairs, moms with strollers, dads with strollers, so there's a lot there. It also kind of opens up and allows us to sort of reinvigorate the great, it's an architectural gem, designed by Bruce Price, who at the time, the late 1800s, was America's leading architect. It's just a beautiful thing. And nobody has ruined it. Nobody went in there and kind of pulled all of the things out. We're trying to keep its glory and kind of restore it to its original glory. And I think we've done that. And there'll be some tours on Saturday morning. Come in. You can see the library's been emptied out. You can come in and see where our plans are. And I encourage everyone to do that. If you haven't supported it, please think about supporting it.
I forget how many years ago. It might have been 10 or 12 years ago when the subject came up about adding on to the library. And there was a lot of opposition to it back then, a lot of opposition to it. And I'm just so glad that that has faded into the background, because the Hotchkiss Library is one of those things in Sharon, kind of like the Sharon Playhouse, that is just an institution that deserves to grow and be relevant for the next 100 years.
Absolutely. It's a beacon of literacy and culture. And I was on the board back in 2008, I think it was, when the original plan came. And the shortcoming there was it was such a huge addition that there were many people who got their backs up about putting that on the green. Well, in the decade or so since that time, the need for space is substantially different given the digital use of books, etc. And what we really focused on was how do we make it easy for our patrons to get in the library? Those who have a hard time with steps. And that was that's where we started. And then how do we restore the glory of our great library? We're going to really gussy it up. It's going to be great. And I'm very, very excited about it. I hope to be there myself, put a shovel in the ground.
All right. Well, I wanted to take a portion of this just so people, once again, as a reminder, that on Saturday there's a lot going on in Sharon, but not to miss the groundbreakings. Are you going to have one of the shovels in your hand?
I think I might. They say I will, so we'll see. I'm the treasurer of the board.
All right. Well, Brian,
they want to keep the money. They got to give me a shovel. And hats off to all the people who have already contributed to the campaign. And the great town fathers and town mothers, I guess, on the various boards that have given approvals, and the selectmen and the board of finance who have always supported this and continue to support us. So it's a real community effort, and lots of differences on lots of things. But here, I think we've got a unanimity that this is something that's really going to be great for Sharon. It's fantastic. I'm very excited about it, as you can tell, and I appreciate you bringing it up.
And one other thing, folks, the fundraising isn't over. So if you want to fundraise and you want to help out, hey, go to HotchkissLibrary.org and you'll find out more ways. But you can still donate right now, because, believe you me, there's going to be fundraising needed for quite a while. So people get involved.
Yeah. Brian, we expect to have it done in a year. By the time of the next Arts and Crafts show, we'll have our famous author and book signing event.
All right. Brian, have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you next week.
You too, Marshall. Great. You bet. Bye-bye.